More detail on Facebook's cryptocurrency known as Global Coin is expected today. More than 2 billion people log on to one of the social media giant's apps like Instagram or WhatsApp every day, and it's been interested in expanding into fintech since at least 2017. But Global Coin is expected to be very different to cryptocurrencies that have dominated the headlines before, like Bitcoin, for example. Well, joining me to explain it is cryptocurrency expert Iqbal Gandam, MD of trading platform eToro. A very good morning to you. How is this expected to be different from what we've had already?
Well, the traditional cryptocurrencies we've seen, such as Bitcoin, are what we call decentralized. They're not really owned by any entity, whereas this one is obviously going to be owned by the consortium or Facebook.
How does that make it different then? Because most of us are used to using pounds and dollars and euros, aren't we?
Of course, but the entire premise behind crypto and crypto assets were that they're not owned by any central entity. Mm. So what we're really doing here is replacing a traditional financial institution such as banks with a new age financial institution.
I think that most people get that all currencies are virtual, really, aren't they? I mean, the idea of going up to the Bank of England and saying, would you match my pound coin, please, with some gold, are long gone for all sorts of reasons. I know those have all passed into history. We're used to dealing with those kind of things. But what we are used to, what we sort of do is we kind of trust what we have at the moment because we feel as though it's underwritten by national and international regulations about currencies. How can an organization like Facebook become in effect a central bank?
Well, I think it's the consortium they're putting together of over 100 companies. So the coin, which they're going to, I think, call Libra coin, has 100 companies behind it. And the idea is it's going to be backed by over $1 billion of investment.
Right. But investments can go up and down, can't they, as we all know? So what exactly does that mean?
So the idea is there's some collateral behind it.
Yes.
How much collateral there is, that, you know, time will tell. But we trust, or should I put trust in quotes, entities such as Facebook, entities such as MasterCard, PayPal are all part of this consortia. So again, we're just moving the trust over from traditional banks to digital banks.
I would say that trust is actually quite precious, and a lot of people, you know, look at some of these organisations. I think most of us realise that data is the big, you know, weapon of the future. Certainly, a big vulnerability of the future. Again, I would question as to whether somebody might wish to put their trust into a social media giant's organisation.
I'm on the same page with you on that one. So I'm not sure if I'd want to trust a social media entity which knows everything about me and give them information to my financial statistics also, which is why I'm still a little bit cautious on what this white paper.
Right. This is interesting. So let's outline your caution about it. So there's trust. What else worries you?
Well, I think trust is the main thing. It's what's going to happen with my data. Do I want everybody to know about my financial transactions? And, you know, if not, then I would go with a decentralized token, which is the entire ethos behind traditional cryptocurrencies.
What, therefore, finally, is do you see the role of traditional banks and indeed traditional central banks in the future if a lot of people, and which we've got to be talking, you know, billions of people, well, millions of people at least would have to adopt this, presumably, to make it work. What's the future of banks then, more traditional banks?
I think it's the future is similar to traditional retailers or other industries which have had to adopt and adapt.
So this is a big disruptor, is it?
This is a big disruptor.